Viter in Shasper and Makastak Yudal picking up on Yud Gimel base bottom on a page 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? 10 lines up from the bottom. Rava Amar. This is going to give a different explanation of the Machlokas in Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Just to bring you back into understanding what we're talking about, what was Machlokas, the Gemara started Oman Aleph, Gimel Oman Aleph, discussed the concept of Chai Vekrisis Katani, Chai Vemises Bezen Lo Katani, and that is that only by Kares does it have also Malkus, but not by death penalty. And we said, who is it? It says Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, I'm just reading on Yud Gimel Oman Aleph at the bottom, the Tanya, Echad Chai Vekrisis Vechai Vemises Bezen, whether it's Kares or Mises Bezen, beep. During the Beis Yud Gimel Beis, Yeshu B'chal Malchus Abayim, you get the Mechavas Abayim. That's Rabbi Yishmael. He says that every case, capital case or kares, also comes along with Malchus. Rabbi Kiva says, Chavi Krisus is B'chal Malchus Abayim, Shema Sotshuva, Beis Shaman Mochan, Lo Chavi Mises Beis, and Einu B'chal Malchus Abayim, that is not included in Malchus Abayim. So now, Rava comes in and explains his Machlokas, as we were discussing yesterday, now Rava gives his take. On this machlokas, asu beliktala. If the witnesses warned this person that the one who murdered that he's going to be chayiv even to the death penalty, meaning that if he does this crime, he's going to be chayiv not only to malchus but also to be killed. Kuli amelo pligi de ein loke umes, and everyone is going to agree that both malchus and that he doesn't. Sorry, kuli amelo pligi de ein loke umes. He doesn't get both of these things. Even Rabbi Shmuel would say that he's only going to get one. Ki pligis, so where is the machlok? As we do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, da'asu be'lamalkus, where they warned him only about Malkus. They weren't right, Rashi says, l'chudei, on its own. They told him that this aver is going to be chai Malkus, but he didn't warn him that he's also going to be killed. In that case, he can't get the death penalty because he wasn't warned about it. Rabbi Shmuel savar, lav shenitein la'azaris, Mrs. Bezdin, Lokin alav, Rabbi Kiva Savar, lav shintan sos bises beizdin, ain lokin alav. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that if it's a lav, then it should have been told. Rashi is lasar is davar shechayim and love bises beizdin, that should have been warned to be killed. That the person does get malchus for it. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't for that. Rashi says, kishur hisu bo malchus below misa lefi shelo nitan lav ze lasaris onesh malchus. Kishar Lavin, this isn't given over to malchus like the other lavin. Shari hutzach las hero sheim lokin. Lo hayalach, you have to worry because that lo yalachayv lo misa. We'd be able to mechayim him misa, right? So according to Rabbi Akiva, this azhar in the case of the capital offense doesn't serve to stop malchus. Therefore, even in our case where he doesn't actually get the death penalty, he doesn't get malchus. Rabbi Akiva, yihachi. If you want to say like we just finished up by saying that lav shenitin lasaris mises bezin ain lokin alav, a lav that's given over for asar of mises bezin, you don't get malchus for. So then, if that's the case, chayv krisis nami lav shenitin lasaris karesu. If somebody given lasaris kares, so therefore, right, this is only going to be kares and not malchus. So as Rabbi Akiva said, that kares things do get malchus as well. Amalei Mordechai Ravashi, Hachi Amra Amar Avimi Margronia Mishmei the Rava, Chayv Krisis Lo Tzvi Chasra. When it comes to kares, it doesn't need hasra altogether. Therefore, this warning in the case of kares is there in order to teach you something else, and that is that you get malchus. Sharei, bring your raya. When it comes to kares, you don't need a warning. Sharei Pesach Umila. When it comes to Pesach, it says Ein behem lo sasev onish. They get kares even though the Torah didn't warn them. The Pesukim don't speak about someone who fails to go and bring a carbon Pesach, right, or Mila. It just says that the chiyuv to go and do these things and that they get kares for not doing it, which means that you don't need ashara for these things with kares. Frak the Gemara Vidilma Azhar Lakarban. Maybe the Azhara in the case of Kares is necessary in order to be Mechayiv a person to bring a carbon chatas. Says Rashi, Sheim Yasu Shogi Gavi Carbon, if it's not Shogi Gavi Carbon, Dal Pesach Umila, Tasba Azhar knows her, and Lo Maisi Carbon. One does not bring a carbon chatas for these type of things. So maybe that's the Karmel to tell you that if there was be this the ashara in the case of a kares shtekel is to make you bring a chatas, but not malchus. Says Gemara, no, hasam lav hainu taima. There, hasam lav hainu taima. In the case of Pesach and Mila, that's not the reason. The fact that there's no warning in those cases is not the reason that they are not going to get a chatas. Ella mishum the iskish kola tarakula avodas kochavim. The entire Torah is compared to avodas zara. Ma avodas kochavim shave v'al tase. Av kol shave v'al tase. Just like avodas zara, it's shave v'al tase. Right? Don't serve avodas zara. Av kol shave v'al tase. Therefore, all chatas chiyuvim are shave v'al tase. L'fuki chani d'komase. It's excluding this from the chatas, these mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila, which require a person to get up and do. Right? That is, get up, bring the Karban Pesach, go and do the bris mila. So the chatas, chiyuv, applies only to averus that are by an act. It doesn't apply to the failing of bringing the Karban Pesach and not getting a bris mila. As we're going to see right now, the Ravina kind of takes it back a little bit. It goes back to the initial pshat of Rabbi Akiva's din, that capital punishments do not carry malchus, but karis ones do. Ravina Amar, liolam, really, beep, turn the page. Dalet Amud Aleph, kidamina mikar. It goes like we said originally that Rabbi Akiva doesn't give malchus for when it comes to death penalty stuff, because that would be a problem of mishtim shei rishuyos, I forgot the lashon. Shtei rishayos, two, right, kidamina kar, because that would be over that iser. Rabbi Akiva does say that there's malchus in the case of kares. Shem asu tshuva, because if the person did tshuva, bezin shamay lemochen lo, then upstairs they're going to be mochalem. My amart, what did you say back to this one? Ha lo ova tshuva, but the person didn't do tshuva yet. And since there's still chayav kares, therefore they shouldn't get malchus. Lo psika milsa the kares. No, that's not a problem, because kares is not a vadai. It's going to be avoided by tshuva. Therefore, it's not shtei rishayos over here. That could work out. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak gives another answer. He goes into the third opinion, right? We saw three different opinions of Shvar, Rabbi Akiva. And then we saw Bitzakomer Chayve Krisus Bechal Hayu. All the Chayve Krisus are included already, and anyone who does any one of these things, talking about the Arias, is going to get Karis. Valomi has his Karis Bechal. So why is the sister one brought out? Laduno Bekaris Velov Malchus, to punish him with Karis and not with Malchus. So Yitzchak is learning out that all Karis Tiklach carry the penalty exclusively and not that of Malchus. The Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? I mean, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Akiva disagree with Yitzchak. Kares b'achoso lamali. Why does the Torah need to say the idea of kares b'achoso? Why is it necessary? But the Gemara lechalek, it's coming to split. Ooh, baby, we saw this Gemara in a lot of places. Where do we see this Gemara? We saw this Gemara in Yevamos, that's it. Anyway, Rav Yochanan, right? What does that mean? Ukad Rav Yochanan. It's coming to split the averus of these relationships that people are not allowed to have together. Each one of them is going to need a chatos. V'kutu Rav Yochanan, Dami Rav Yochanan, She'im Asan, Kulam, Helam, Echad. We did all of them in one Helam, and one lapse of awareness. Chayv al kol achas v'achas. You're going to be chayv al for each and individual one. Rabbi Yitzchak al chalak minolah. Where does he learn it from? Because he learns at different things, but the fact that it says karis in reference to the sister, right? That the karis shtiklach are subject only to karis and not to malchus. So the chalak minolah, where does he learn it out from? Nafkale mi ve'el isha benidas tum asa. The pasuk says, Rashi says, "The must lichtav ulenida lo sekariv." What's el isha b'nidas tum asa? Don't come close to. L'chayev al kol isha v'isha. It's going to be chayev you on each and individual woman achatas. Rabbanu nami typically be hawad and do learn from there. So it's going to chanam here. They do learn from there. For ela karis tachosad lamali. Then why is it necessary to say karis for the sister if it's already said already? The lechaybo alchosav alchosav viv alchosimo. It's coming to say it was going to be chayv three chatos for being with his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister. All during the same shtick, Rosh is in Baal, Shlosh Tam Behel Lamechad, you're going to be Chayev. Says the Gemara, but you don't need a pasuk for that. Pshita, obviously, you're going to have to bring for these individual women. Hari Gufin Mechulakim, they're different bodies. Hari Shemus Mechulakim, there's different Isurim going on here. Rosh Hashish Hasar, Mechulachas, Vahin Kishar, Kol HaRas, like all different types of Rosh. So what are you talking, why would you need that? Says the Gemara, okay, Inechami, El Chayva Al Choso, Shehi Achos Aviv, Shehi Achosimo. It's coming to Mechayev, three Semachatos for being with his sister, who's also his father's sister and also his mother's sister. Hechem Ishkechesla. In the world, do you find such a case? Berishia bar Rishia, the case of a sinner, the son of a sinner. You ready for this? I'm your own grandpa shtickle. How is this possible? Says Rashi, Birshay Barishia. Habal Imo. You have Ploni, has a relationship with his mother. Vaholi, Shtei Baras, he has two daughters. Vichazer, and then Ploni, Vichazer, Uba Al Achasman, he has a relationship with one of those girls. Vaholi, Ben, and he has a son. Uba Ben Al Achos Imo, and the son is Tashmish with his mother's sister, that other one that was, the product of the original guy's mother, Shehi Achoso Vechosaviv, and it's having all these come together. Okay, now we go back to Rav Yitzchak. The karis is not going to be chayv to Malkus. Rav Yitzchak, Haminale, where do we know this from? That a man who's with his sister, who's also the sister of his father and mother, is going to be chayv three katos, one person. Nafkali mikavachomer learns it out from a kalvachomer. The time we learned in a brisa. But we switch it over here. The Tanan. We learned in Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Shechem Yisrael, as the Mishnah increases, Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti as Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itlis Shel Imus. I asked the question of them in the meat market of, Im'um, Shaholchu Likach Behema, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, in that meat market who went there to buy an animal, Lemishte Benosha and Gamliel for the wedding of Gamliel's son. Very specific. Haba, haba. Ay, 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 haba, l'choso, shi'achos, aviv, shi'achos, imo, achos, imo, ma'u, what's going to be, dinu, chayv, al kulan, el achas, o chayv, al kol achas, v'achas, amr lo, you can have each one of them only on one, for what? Amr lo, so he said, Amrlo, they said, sorry, Rabbi Shua said back, Zulo Shamanu. We didn't hear what would be the din in such a case. Aval Shamanu, but here's something similar that maybe is going to answer your question. Aval Chamesh Nirshim Nidos Pelamechad. A person is with five women that are Nidos in one Helamechad, one lapse of awareness. Shechav Kolachas Fachas is going to be Chayv now, and each one of them, Benir and Tavar Mekavachomer. It'll come out that your question can be understood from Mekavachomer. Umadi, the Sheyeshe Mechad, when it comes to Nido, which is one Isser, when you're five different women, he's over one Isser five times, Shechav Kolachas Fachas is still Chayv. For each one of them, Kancha Shlosha Shem is there with three different Yisurim, the sister, the father, sister, and the mother, sister. Lokoshkin, of course, going to be Chayv to separate Chatos. The Rabbanon didn't do this Kavachom, Rabbanon meaning Rabbi Shom, Rabbi Kiva, they learned that from the fact that there's this extra word Karis over there that's going to be a reference to this. V'idach, Kavachomer Pricho. It's a Kavachomer that's not ironclad. There's a crash on this, because Mala Nida's saying Gufin Mechulakin. We still when it comes to Nida, but there's separate individual bodies over here. And therefore, then, yeah, when it's even though it's one Isser, but it's five different bodies, so you wouldn't think to make the Kavachomer. Well, Idach Nami, according to us, Hai Vade Kavachomer Pichu, this is a good kash on this. How come he uses it? Elanaf Kale Meachusa the Sefer. He learns it out from the extra mention of his sister at the end of the Pasuk. Rashi says, Ervas Achoso Gila. Let's read the whole pasuk. V'isha sheikach and sechoso basav v'so basimo v'ros ervasa v'yitira servaso chesed uvenechusol enei b'neyama ervasachoso gila avon yisa. Right, this is over there, the idea of ervasavicha. So that extra word over there is teaching us this. I v'idach, and according to the other rabbis who learned out from the extra karis that one is going to be chayv to simcha tos or sitting with the sister who's also his parent's sister. Achoso de seifa lamali. So what do we need achoso de seifa for? Lechayvo alachoso basav v'vu basimo. It's coming to be mechayev something for being with his sister, the daughter of his father, who is also the daughter of his mother. It was a straight up full sister, 100% sister, not a half sister. Lomer she'en onsim min adin. It's coming to teach you that you can't be onish min ha'din, because the Torah decided to go into teach you this. We just saw somewhere else. I remember where we just saw. We just saw this somewhere. Was it here? Yeah, that famous base. Eden said, we saw this idea. It says you're going to be chayv for your half sibling. Of course, you'll be chayv for your full sibling. The fact that it goes and spells it out is coming to teach you that ain onshin min hadin. So, v'idach and Rav Yitzchak, who already used this, his sister at the end of the pasuk, to be chayv different chatos in the case of sisters, also one's parent's sister. From where does he learn out this din of the full sister? Yibayisema, garba onish menasara. Either he learned out a punishment from a warning that when the Torah warns against being with one's half sister, it says extra that words that says she is your sister, and these words are including one's full sister in the warning, and then. But then we would say that just as the Torah's warning applies to both one's half-sister, one's full-sister, so does the punishment curse apply to both? You might say another answer is, Nafkale, Rabbi Yitzchak learns out. Curse for a full-sister, peep, turn the page, Yitalim Abbas, I mean, Achoso the Resha, learns out from the extra word Achoso in the Resha in the beginning of the Pasuk. Says Rashi, the Matzah of the Mechlev, Kiyikach is Bas Oviv Obas Imo. Right, it says, "V'ish achoso basav basimo." But you have to write there. V'idach, going back to the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, how do they explain achoso? It's written in the beginning of the pasuk. Achomi bayle lechalek karis lefatim ulasach. He says that that's necessary to separate karis, the chatas, punishments of somebody who goes and makes the oil, the shemen mishcha, and someone who anoints. One who just makes it and one who actually goes and uses it. Ahomi Baile Avida Shem, where did I go? Pardon me. Yeah, so this is coming to be in the chalik between these two different things of V'idach and the other one of Yitzchak already uses that first his sister that each car supplies in the case of a full sister. Where does he learn out this idea? That one who makes this type of shaman and one who anoints is going to be given a separate chatas. Savar Rabbi Elazar, Savar ki Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshaya. He holds with like him. Dabar Elazar and Rabbi Yoshaya. Kol makom shatamotzi shtin lavin makar zechad. Wherever you find two lavin, two iser, but only one mention of kares, chaluk and hein lekarbon, they're separate in reference to a carbon chatas. Yeah, they have different, two different carbon chatas. V'ibay seima lo savala k'Rabbi Lazar, or we could say that he doesn't agree with his din of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshaya, that this rule is going to work without a special a straight up pasuk. V'nafgali mi v'ish asher yishka v'tisha dava. And he learns it out, the din of Rosh Hashanah from the pasuk, and if a man is with a woman who has dam, then they're going to get malchus. V'idach Rishon Rabbi Kiva. Ahumi ba'ile lechid the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Rabbi Shimon Yochai, minayin she'ena isha tamea ad she'yetze madved derech harvah. So where do we know the woman's not going to become tamei by dam until it's through the place of her, literally, ervasa, from her nakedness. She's lafuke derech dofen delo, right? This is only if it goes to the normal way, but not if it goes to another area. Let's see, she has a hole in their stomach or something like that, it's not going to be a kirtami. Shenemar v'isha sheyishka v'isha dava v'gila servasa. Right, for the fact that it says that v'gila servasa malam shena isha tamiya at sheyitze mavidarech avasa, it's got to come through her erva, through the nakedness. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We said that this is the type of situation of someone who's going to get karis and malchus. V'tami sha'ocha is a kodesh. A tami person who ate kodesh or goes to Beis HaMikdash, when he's tami, he's going to get both of them. He's going to get karis and he's going to get malchus. Okay. Bishlam about the Mikdash tami. Someone goes to the Mikdash when they're tami, they're going to get these things. Because onesh t'chsev asara. Onesh t'chsev esmish k'ra shem t'imei v'nichrisa. Azhara v'lo yitamu esmachaneyem. And the tami shalchus akoda, someone who's tami who ate kachim, bishlam onesh t'chsev, because it's onesh, because it says v'nefesh t'chol basar, b'zoch ashtam, asher l'ashem, and t'umasa Allah, v'nichrisa is going to get karis. Azhara minayim. Where do we learn azhara for this? Rishlaga says, we learn it out from the pasuk. It's talking about a woman who's tamei because she has a kid. Bechol kodesh osiga, she shall not touch any kodshim. It's telling, it's warned a tamei against eating kodshim. And even though it's talking about touching and not eating, Rashi points out, for the shidin lele kamen asar la ochel. Rabbi Yochanan Omri says, Tani bardala taught, ase tumasa, we learn out, agzer shava of tumat o, ksiv hacha, v'tumasa olav v'nichrasa. It says over here, by tamid person who eats kachem, that while tumas on them, and he will be cut off. Ksiv hasam tami yiye o tumasabo. And it says over there, by a tummy person who goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll be tummy, his tum is on him. Malaholon ones vasara, afkan ones vasara. You mix the two together. Bisham Rishlakish, Lamech Rabbi Yochanan. Now they're going to explain Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlakish. They don't agree with each other. Okay, it makes sense. It's there, Rishlakish says, Lamech Rabbi Yochanan, that the warning is learned out from the Gzer Shava. Gzer Shava lo gamer, because Rishlakish didn't get this Gzer Shava from his Rebbeim. He didn't learn it out. That's just v'lo lamda mirabo. He learned from his Rebbe. Elir Yochanan. My time in Lomir Kirishakish. Rabbi Yochanan said Kirishakish that the warning is learned out from the pasuk, she shall not touch any sacrificial food. Amalucha Hosea hu ashar l'truma. That is a warning about a tummy person eating truma. When it says sacred food, it doesn't mean kachim, but it rather means truma. So this pasuk can't be a warning against eating sacrificial food, one tame. Fereish lakish. He learns that when the pasuk says, and she shall not touch any sacred food, is a warning against eating it while tame. And it's hara l'chuma minale. Where does he learn that it's hara for chuma? There it says, Gemara, nafkalei me'ishish mizer aron v'hutzarua ozav. Right, it says all these things. It's true of himself. If he's tummy, he's not going to eat sacrificial stuff until he goes to the mikvah. That's the end of the pasuk. Right, it says, "Ozav bekashem liyochal ad sheyitav v'negir ochal tamei nefesh oish sheyitz benetshech ozara." So it says, "Gemara, eizehu davar shehu shava bezaro shel Aaron." Right, what is something? What holy thing is davar shehu shava? It's equal. For all of them coming from Aaron, meaning for men and women, it says banasim uvanasim. Avakachem ina nechalam el l'scharim. That's him with his only b'scharim. Haviyom is a truma. That's talking about truma, which is mutter to a kohen's entire family, men and women, and therefore it's talking about truma. Says Gemara v'idach and Rabbi Yochanan, who learns out a warning about truma for the pasuk, he shall not touch any sacred food. What do we do with that? Ahu la'achila. He uses that pasuk of a warning against eating truma or tame. V'halin again. This pasuk is you shouldn't touch anything against touching truma or tame. Therefore, you need to have both of these psukim. V'reish la'akish, hai b'chol kodesh lo siga la'achi hudasa, la'asi hudasa. What do you want to say that this pasuk, she shall not touch any sacred food, is coming for this purpose, to warn against eating, you know, kachim, while tamei? Homi b'ayli l'tamei shenaga b'kodesh. But we need that pasuk to warn that a tummy person who touched kachim, right? The itmar, because it was ta-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa- Kasha, Umi Baile Latami Shadagabakosh, would there for somebody who's Tame who touched Kachim? The Hitmar, Tame Shadagabakosh, Rishlaka Shomer Loki is Makas, Rabiokanomer Elo is Makas, Shaka Shomer Loki of a Kokodish Losigas is not to touch it, warning a Tame person against touching sacrificial foods. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ein Loke. He doesn't get Malkus. Because that pasuk is coming as a warning for somebody who says Shuma while he's Tame, and it's not telling us anything about sacrificial foods. Tame, and for the Gemara now, that Tame Shanagav Kodesh, this warning about a Tame person who touched Kodesh, Midafke Rachmana Belosha Negia, is only for the fact that the Torah brought this Isser against eating this food in a lushan of touching it. Azhara, when it comes to the concept of the warning, of a Tame person who eats it, Iskish Kodesh Lemikdash, it's learned after the fact that the Pasuk, the Isser about sacrificial food is compared to the Isser about the Beis HaMikdash. It's something that the Isser about the is like, you're going to get kares. And therefore, it's Isser against eating. Right? Therefore, it is going to be an Isser against eating. Because just touching itself wouldn't cause a person chalila to have kares. Therefore, this pasuk of can't touch this, any type of sacred food can be used to teach both of these laws. A tummy person can't touch or eat these foods. Really, I'm going to say this, that is it only for this pasuk, this that the pasuk, you shall not touch any sacred food comes, it's teaching that a tummy person can't eat this type of stuff after the, can't eat the meat after the stuff the dam is already thrown. So a Tame person who had the Basar Kodesh before the dam was thrown, Rishakish Amar Loki gets Malkus, Rav Yochanan Amar, they don't look at Malkus. Rishakish Amar Loka, Chol Kodesh Losiga. Don't touch any eat, meaning touch me, don't eat. Had he sacred food? Lo shalom l'fleishvik, lo shalom l'achuz. I don't care if it's before or if it's segment after the fact. It's going to be also Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't no lochus in Gemalkus. Rabbi Yochanan Tame, it goes according to his own reasoning. The Amar Kra, tum aso, v'chi k'siv, tum aso. In regard, v'chi k'siv, when is it that it's written? L'achuz v'ika hu d'ksiv. It's written to, in reference to eating this meat after the throwing of the dam on the Mizbeach. The Rav Shlakish is going to use his pasuk to teach that a tummy person is going to be asked to eat both kachim, whose dam was already been thrown on the mizbech, and those the meat that the dam has not been thrown on the mizbech. But if applying this pasuk to eating depends upon being liable to kares, then the pasuk can't be the talking about the case of one who eats of an offering before its dam is thrown. Because one who eats this type of meat does not get kares. Says the Gemara, Ahimi Bechol Kodesh Nafka. That is, sir, of this meat that the Dam wasn't thrown yet is learned out from the Pasuk, any sacred food. Right? The primary shtickle, however, is to aser a tummy person from eating this meat after the Dam has been applied. Tanya covers into Rish Lakish, which backs him up. Chol Kodesh Osiga Asar Lochel. It says, with every Kodesh, don't touch. This is a warning to Ochel. Ata Omer Asar Lochel. Oinel Asar Lonoge. Maybe something to one who touches it while he's Tame. Double Omer Chol Kodesh Osiga Elveel Mikdash. The Pasuk says, she shall not touch any sacred foods into the Tame she did not come. Makash Kodesh of Mikdash. My Mikdash Tavish Yishpon Tilas to shower. Just like that, there's something about taking the life, meaning Karis. Of course, Yishpon Tilas to Shama. So, too, anything discussed in this pasuk, the Isser about the sacrificial food is included, involve the taking of a life, aka Karis. V'ibinigia Mikin Tilas to Shama. And if the pasuk is talking about touching it, is there any taking of a life involved? I need to touch it. Ella Bachila. Rather, the pasuk is talking about a chila, eating sekar for juval tame, which does carry that din of karis. Yeah, it does carry the din of karis. This pasuk says that the pasuk, she shall not touch any sekar food. It's a warning against the tame person eating this food. Therefore, it backs up reish lakish. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.